Chapter 21, Epilogue. Jason smiled as he lay in bed with his boyfriend, his head resting on his arm. Dick told me that Bruce checked himself into the treatment facility today. Danny smiled. Yeah, that's good, he murmured, cuddling up next to Jason. I'm glad he's getting help. The Revenant nodded. It's okay that I don't forgive him, he said, the fire's low and rumbly, a comforting feeling after everything that he had learned the last few weeks. Yes, dear, it's completely okay, and it's okay if you never forgive him. He hurt you, he said quietly, tracing shapes on Jason's chest. Jason just smiled. They had the rest of their lives to move on and learn, and for him to decide whether he wanted to forgive Bruce. Right now, his future was set for him, and he was excited for what that would mean. He and Danny were set to break ground on their new criminal justice reform hub, a place that would help everyone in Crime Alley get more stabilized, decrease recidivism, and provide support. He was going to get to make an even bigger difference than before. He was going to go to college to get to learn more about himself and the world. Hell, he was going to start going to therapy with a fucking Yeti. Not only that, but he had his family back. Even Alfred had reached out to him to apologize and talk about what had happened all those years ago and to fix things with Jason. Things were looking up, he had his family, Bruce was getting help, and for the first time since Jason Todd came back to life, he found himself not feeling as though he needed to look over his shoulder every second of the day. He felt safe. Thank you, he told Danny, for everything. Danny just chuckled and gave his boyfriend a soft kiss. You did everything yourself. I just gave you the support to do it. I love you, Jason. I love you too, Jason told him, a soft smile on his face as he stared up at the ceiling, his heart feeling lighter than it had in a very long time. Things were changing, and he found himself very excited for the future and what it would mean for him. He could feel Danny's electricity wrap around him like a comfortable blanket, could feel his boyfriend's energy rushing through him. Danny could say all day long that all he did was support Jason, but he had done so much more than just provide Jason with support. He made Jason realize that he was worth it, that he was deserving, and that, well, that meant everything to him. Danny was like lightning in a bottle, an impossible thing to catch, but if by some amazing feat you managed to capture the pure energy and electricity that came from lightning and could hold on to it, then you'd need to do everything you could to keep it. Danny was like lightning, and he struck Jason, and now he would never be the same because of it. And now they were going to get to spend the rest of their forever with one another, fire and electricity, wrapping around one another, feeding into each other, loving one another. It was all Jason could ever ask for. The end.